Earth Nature.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, here to start the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. I've got the Dean of the Gold Analysts on the line with me right now, James Turk. James is a good friend, and he's my go-to guy whenever I talk about gold, because I got to tell you, there are a lot of people in the world who purport to be experts. A lot of them are very, very knowledgeable, but James is truly, truly the expert, in my opinion. James, in the first hour, I spoke with a number of people specifically about the gold sector right now. And Simon Mihailovich, who is a friend of mine who works in Manhattan, runs a gold-related business, was talking about the difference between safe haven and safe haven investing. And in his mind, it's critical that people realize that a safe haven really is very different from safe haven investing. And he thinks that the epitome, for lack of better terms, of all safe havens right now is certainly gold. And I have to agree with that, and I'm pretty sure that you would also. But let me just, in terms of some background, just say that, you know, we're in a situation right now where over the past year, gold is up a little over 13%. Over the last 30 days, gold is off 2.5%. And, you know, as you have said years and years ago, you know, you don't buy gold based on the last 30 days. You buy a little bit every month to, and that way you even out the gyrations. And that in effect strikes me as being exactly what Simon was saying. Here's your safe haven. What are your comments on that?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. You know, this term safe haven is bandied about a lot. And as a consequence, a lot of people have a confused idea as to what a safe haven is. But the key thing behind a safe haven is that it's an asset, a form of wealth that you own that's not at risk.
Right.
And the real risk that we have today, Al, is counterparty risk. You know, if you have money in a bank, will that bank be good? If you have, you know, a government bond or government T-bill, what kind of risk are you taking in terms of that being repaid, or risk of inflation and things of this nature, loss of purchasing power? And when you own physical gold, you know, physical metal, you're owning a tangible asset, and the value of that asset comes from the marketplace. It doesn't have counterparty risk. Its value is not based on any one person's or any one firm's or any government's, you know, promises. It's based on, you know, thousands of years of history of you know, the world recognizing that gold is very useful as money. So that's the key behind a safe haven. And, you know, gold is the ultimate safe haven.
I would agree 100%, but everybody knows that. Gold is the ultimate safe haven. Now, gold has kind of gyrated around in an area, you know, a fairly tight range, I would have to say, of late. I'm not really sure why that's the case, but it is what it is. The fundamentals, however, it's important to realize, haven't changed in the last 11 or 12 years, and the fundamentals are very definitely strong for gold. Now, when we were talking off the air, you mentioned that the situation in Europe is very much coming on the front burner. I sort of say the back burner. That's wishful thinking on my part, but pretty much coming right on the front burner again. You are in Europe. You and your family, Margaret and Charlie and the rest of them, live in Europe. What's going on over there, and why do you say that?
Yeah, you know, the problems in Europe have not been solved. All they've managed to do with these serial bailouts is to buy some time. But the sad fact is that these bailouts have solved nothing. And what's worse is the remedies that are being proposed, which is basically more bailouts, more money printing, more quantitative easing, these are not solutions to the problem. The problem is that there's just too much debt for the economies of Europe, you know, to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And in that kind of environment, you know, the debt has to be either repaid or written off. And the banks are reluctant to write off all of these bad debts to a variety of different things. I mean, it's not just real estate prices in Southern Europe or Greek bonds or anything. There's a variety of bad debts that the banks have yet to confront. But, you know, there's a more fundamental problem too, Al, and it's something that I think reflects why we have so much uncertainty in the markets. There's a difference between, you know, being a taxpayer and a tax eater. You know, a tax eater lives off of the money that's paid into the government by a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the private sector is where all of the wealth is produced, where all of the, you know, money flows from in terms of new goods and services. You know, governments basically tax the private sector to feed the tax eaters. And in Europe, a number of countries have a GDP, you know, economic activity, where more than 50% of the activity is state spending. So you've got a private enterprise sector that's less than the state enterprise sector. So you've got less than half the population supporting more than 50% of the population. That's unsustainable. And it's this, you know, dancing around with socialism that's been practiced in Europe now for many, many decades. This system is coming to an end, and this is why we're having all of this monetary and banking turmoil. Governments and banks and the people who are dependent on governments have yet to come to grips with the fact that, you know, this flirting with socialism has come to the end of the road. I always like to quote one of my favorite quotes from Margaret Thatcher. She said, "The problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money." And that's exactly what's happening in Europe.
That is 100% what's happening in Europe. That's 100% what is, for lack of better terms, going on in most of the world today, and there really isn't any question about it. And that's where virtually everybody who I speak with says, you know, it's a no-brainer. Long-term, precious metals are very, very definitely an important place to be. You know, we have an interesting situation that a lot of people are overlooking that goes along with what you were saying, and that's called the bond markets. You know, it was brought to my attention a number of months ago that if interest rates, for example, in the United States go up 2%, that will take the U.S. debt to a level that the U.S. government simply cannot deal with. As if more and more people begin to realize the gravity of the situation, you know, I think we could have some very, very interesting discussions going on around the world about how did things get this bad, and what are we going to do to fix it? You know, I spoke earlier with Olivier Garot, who is the CEO of Casey Research, and Olivier is a former turnaround specialist, and he said, you know, I was pretty successful in what I was doing, and I'm telling you, he said, I look at the U.S. today, and I think you could easily expand this statement to include Europe, and he said, the company that you're trying to turn around, i.e. an entire country or an entire region, is past the point of no return. You can continue to, as people like to say, kick the can down the road, but without some real, real hardship and change, it just isn't going to happen. And Casey basically feels that, Casey Research, I should say, basically feels that this could happen 3 to 5 years down the road. I spoke with Louis James of Casey Research also, and his comment was real simple. He said, I travel around the world, and he said, I'm telling you, I think it's going to happen one heck of a lot sooner than 3 to 5 years from now. Anybody who believes that, why wouldn't they put their money into an unencumbered asset like gold? I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. You know, the Casey guys do some great research, and they're exactly right. I agree with Lewis. It's probably sooner than 3 to 5 years. But your point is the key one. You know, we should forget about, you know, what the system is and how it's gone off the tracks. We should focus on ourselves and our family so that we're protected come what may. And one of the best ways to do that is to accumulate savings. But you can't save dollars, you can't save euros anymore, because these currencies have too much uncertainty with them, and you're not earning any interest income to offset the risks of holding those currencies. So what you should be saving is sound money. You have to save physical gold or physical silver. And I think that, you know, come what may, if you take that strategy, you're going to be happy that you've done it.
It's the only thing that makes any sense. You know, it sounds like James and I are beating a dead horse here, but trust me, we're not. It's something that has to continue. It has to continue to be stressed, because an unencumbered asset is the only one that's going to save your asset, if you know what I mean, in the long term. James, thanks so much, my friend. Hey, you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, James Turk is a very, very interesting guy. Great to start out the second hour of the show with James. He's a good friend and somebody who I respect. Another gentleman who I respect a lot and I also consider to be a very good friend is Peter Grandage. Pete, we have an interesting situation right now in the sense that metals prices are pretty strong. There have been some gyrations over the past 30 days or so, but over the last year, they're up year-to-date 13.5%. The mining companies aren't following along. I know you've got some thoughts as to why that's going on. You want to share them with us?
Yeah, there's actually a series of things that, as I say, like you said, despite metal prices being multiple higher than they were 10 or 15 years ago, we don't see anywhere the same response in the junior market. And I think there's several reasons. First, I think the primary reason is, and you have to be in the business to understand this, but 10 or 15 years ago, there were still, particularly in the U.S. and in Canada, hundreds of brokers who built their book of business around commission-driven business. In other words, they bought and sold stocks that they thought would work, and they made a commission on that. In the U.S., that started to change, and now commission end of the business is almost non-existent. Most financial people in the States are asset gatherers. They gather assets. They turn the money over to third-party money manager, and et cetera. Now, why that's important is junior market. You and I both know if we went to any of the shows, whether it was in Canada or the U.S. 10 or 15 years ago, there was dozens, if not 100 or so brokers floating around, all of whom were built a book around the business of junior resource stocks. And if a company got their interest, they also got their 100 to 500 clients involved. That's the first missing piece that doesn't exist anymore. The second thing that has changed dramatically is the 43-101 rule. Now, it was a great rule. It really legitimized our business. But the problem is 99% of all juniors are mostly sizzle at this point, not stake. You know, they're hopeful for a lot of things happening, but the actual making money in a mine being run is not happening yet. In sizzle, you need story with sizzle in order for the sizzle to exist. And both the 43-101 rule and regulatory and compliance issues have made that almost impossible. So we don't have the same flair or promotional avenues that were open to juniors years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The other things that changed along there that has made that as well is, believe it or not, I believe the 4-month hold, the reduction from used to be 2 years and then 1 year, now a 4-month hold on private placements, brings in an inordinate amount of stock that becomes free trading before most companies have a chance to make that next step up on the corporate ladder. So most of these companies are always facing more stock coming in to be sold before the results that they hope to get can take hold and people are willing to pay up for that part of the price. And there's a few other quick things before I run out of time. One, discount brokerage, deep discount brokerage. Now people can literally trade for $10 or $20 and trade $20 or $50 or $100,000 worth of stock. And so people that used to buy a junior resource stock of 5,000 shares at 80 cents and used to pay $200 now pays $9.99. So it only takes a penny or two rise before there's actually profitability for them to trade. And lastly, the thing that I think has changed, and I don't know if this part's coming back out, and that is up to about 5 years ago, there was a fair amount of institutional slash hedge fund interest in the junior resource market. And I've seen that wane. In the last few months, which has actually turned me very bullish, but I've been bullish for too long to keep, I'm almost like the guy that cries wolf.
Mm-hmm.
But I've turned very bullish because of that, because they have thrown in the towel. They literally think you can't make money in the junior market anymore, when in fact, now more than ever, majors need juniors. So there's a lot of things that have come up against the junior market. The other thing also, just so you know, here in the U.S., particularly for Canadian investors, don't understand this, but unlike it being second nature to them in Canada, natural resources, Americans still have not wrapped their hands around the natural resource phenomena and the bull market in commodities, and they've also not are being encouraged to buy, because for most brokerage firms in the United States now, you can't even accept an unsolicited order on a stock that trades outside of the main exchanges down here, let alone the Toronto or the Venture Exchange of Toronto. So despite the great increase in metal prices, the arena that juniors have to play in is much tougher now than it was 10 or 15 years ago.
You know, I don't really see that changing, number one. Number two, I'm not really sure that it's all that bad.
Saying it's bad, but it's different.
I understand. You know, we've both been in this business a long time. And I got to tell you, back in the early 80s, when I got started in the business, it really was truly gambling when you invested in a lot of stocks, because it was very, very difficult back in those days to separate the wheat from the chaff. Now, today, with the tighter regulations, and I have to say with the much higher level of sophistication of the majority of the mining executives as compared to time in the past, I think it's a much safer place to be. And I'm wondering right now if I think more and more people, Pete, are going to come to that conclusion. And at that point, I think you're going to see a resurgence in interest, for lack of better terms, in these particular shares. Now, you and I both know we make our living basically in this arena. You and I both invest very openly in this particular arena. And I have to say, I don't mind at all the way things are right now, because the companies that are really getting exposure for the most part from investors are really solid little companies.
That is true, but I still, and I think there's one other difficulty, and we see that now. You know, we're really, even though it's all big to us, it's really a pimple of an industry compared to others.
Correct.
And there aren't hundreds of analysts or hundreds of newsletter writers, so there's 1,200 or so juniors trying to get the attention and the eyes and the ears of several dozen, at best, analysts, writers,
sure,
people of authority, et cetera. So it's become increasingly difficult for juniors to get the exposure, for whether it's regulatory, people's involvement, costs, lack of interest, all those things. But the one thing that will change it, and I think we're on the threshold of that, and I didn't say this before, but there's too many cheap projects that are advanced that the majors are not going to be able to pass up on now. And I think once we start to see two or three back-to-back major acquisitions of advanced stage juniors, I think the big money or the institutional money will come back in, and it'll come back in pretty fast. But we're going to need to see that in order to really get their interest back in this game.
I would agree 100% on that, and I definitely think that that's going to happen. I know that we have talked about the M&A activity that you're alluding here to here on the show numerous times in the past. I am invested in a number of companies, I have to say, that are in terms of potential M&A activity with them, and I've talked about this on the show before, I think the odds are pretty good that something will happen there, and I would have to say that sooner rather than later, Pete, I think your prediction along these lines is very definitely going to come true. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back in a chat with Ron Hera.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a BioMat.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, another good guy in the industry is a gentleman who's becoming a regular guest on our show, Ron Hera. Ron has an organization called Hera Research, LLC. Pretty prolific writer, has a great letter. Ron posted or sent out to his subscriber base on Thursday, that was 2 days ago, a missive that he wrote entitled The War at the End of the Dollar. Ron sent that to me. I read it Tuesday evening, and I have to say I thought it was very, very interesting, and I think it's a read that everybody really in our particular industry really ought to do. I say that because Ron goes back in this particular article to the history of the U.S. dollar. He goes back to the Second World War. He traces what's happened between the U.S. dollar and gold, the U.S. dollar and oil, et cetera, et cetera. And it provides a very, very good summary, I think, of what's happened since Bretton Woods. Ron, talk about it, will you?
Sure. The basic argument in the article is that the history of the dollar and pivotal changes in the value of the dollar have been closely linked to U.S. participation in various conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the dollar was basically the Bretton Woods Agreement established the dollar as the world reserve currency after World War II, and it remained that way until 71 when the last vestiges of the gold standard were removed from dollar backing. At that point, the U.S. experienced high inflation. Now, that was during the Vietnam War, of course. The U.S. experienced very high inflation, and Paul Volcker raised interest rates all the way to 20% to get inflation under control. The problem at that point was how to basically lower those interest rates in order to stimulate economic activity and at the same time control prices. And so the policies were developed under Greenspan,
Larry Summers to be able to do that, to lower interest rates and control inflation. And that's where a lot of the behavioral economics came in.
I think it's really interesting, Ron, how you brought out in your article that Greenspan, in retrospect, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but said, "I made a mistake." You want to elaborate on that one for me?
Well, yeah. The basic problem is Greenspan's policies and the whole idea of being able to lower interest rates without having high inflation. What that does, it has the unintended consequence of creating excess liquidity in the financial system, and that tends to create it encourages speculation. It tends to create asset price bubbles, and that's what we saw with the low interest rates leading to the dot-com crash, and again in the real estate crash.
You know, it's interesting. You have a picture in here included with this article of a cover of Time magazine with the Committee to Save the World, the inside story of how the three marketeers have prevented a global economic meltdown so far. You know, I think that the key to that particular statement is so far. I think, you know, we chatted earlier in the show with starting out with Olivier Garot, who's CEO for Casey Research, and, you know, included James Turk in this and some other very, very knowledgeable people. And I have to tell you, I think the global meltdown in my mind is it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I mean, what are your comments on that?
Well, the world reserve currency status of the dollar is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening right now is that world trade is basically fragmenting into currency-centric trading blocks. So you're seeing a disintegration of the dollar's world reserve currency status, and that's exactly what this article is about. And it makes an argument that the dollar, gold, and oil have been in a triangle of value where it's weighted to one corner or the other, and that's been basically shifting. And it's shifting now back towards gold. The dollar is weakening, and that means the price of oil is rising in U.S. dollars. The problem with that, of course, is that it puts tremendous pressure on the U.S. economy. And since, there is no more gold backing for the dollar, this is basically the dollar is in a downward glide. I mean, it will continue to weaken, and world trade is now moving away from the dollar. So the only thing that the U.S. can really do, or the major asset or major lever that the U.S. has, is its control of the oil trade in terms of oil being sold, bought and sold in U.S. dollars. And so that leads to the conclusion, if you follow the history of the dollar in terms of its linkage to warfare, because the latest expansion of the dollar leading into the real estate bubble happened after the initiation of the Iraq War, after 9/11 and the Iraq War, and,
mm-hmm.
of course, the global war on terror. So from this point, I think the only way to prolong the status of the dollar is to enforce the use of the dollar over the oil trade, and that basically leads to the conclusion of war with Iran.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading in here something that I think is really interesting that I want you to elaborate on, but I want to stress before I ask you to comment on that, and that is Iran is the world's largest oil exporter, and it's a major supplier of oil, as you bring out in your article, to China. Okay, it's totally outside the U.S. control right now because Iran is basically refusing to sell its oil for U.S. dollars, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you go on and you say that, and here this is a direct quote, if the U.S. dollar were to lose its world reserve currency status over a short period of time, a U.S. sovereign debt crisis would be assured and a catastrophic collapse of the U.S. dollar, i.e. hyperinflation, would be possible. Now, given that argument, Ron, it strikes me that the United States going into Iran, either by itself or with other countries, is almost inevitable. I mean, would you agree with that?
Well, that's the argument.
Yeah.
And the problem is that the unilateral sanctions by the U.S., specifically barring Iran's access to the SWIFT system, this actually is not a peaceful alternative to a war with Iran. In fact, it actually hastens the decline of the dollar in terms of its world reserve currency status, which will affect the treasury market as well as the value of the dollar, obviously. The question is what time frame, you know, what is the time frame over which that unwind will take place? If it happens quickly, it will be very chaotic and destructive. It's not in the interest of any of the concerned parties. If it happens over a longer period of time, then a peaceful transition is possible. But as far as Iran is concerned, you know, we're basically on the war path right now. I mean, the United States, and my point about the SWIFT system, the unilateral sanctions, that actually moves us closer to conflict because now, that hastens the decline of the dollar as the world reserve currency. And as a result, it makes it, it actually raises the priority for the U.S. of bringing Iran and Iranian oil back into the dollar.
Yeah. You know, we have posted this article that Ron wrote, The War at the End of the Dollar, on the site this morning, Saturday morning. We waited until Saturday morning because we wanted to make sure that Ron's distribution went out first and was complete. But I have to tell you, as I said, I read this on Tuesday evening, and I was very, very impressed. It puts a lot of things, the article puts a lot of things into perspective that too many of us, I don't want to say of us, because I think that our family on this particular issue, I think we're all very aware of what's going on. But, you know, around the world, people don't realize the interrelationships between, I'll use the word politely, international tension, and how that is caused, the relationship between international tension, I guess I want to say, and economics, because the United States right now, you know, our country, my country, really doesn't seem to have a choice in terms of what it's, the direction it's going in the Middle East. And Ron makes a pretty conclusive argument here that the actions in the Middle East really could very well not be predicated on a fear of an economic threat. I'm sorry, atomic threat, but a fear of a significant economic threat. I want you guys to do me a favor. Click on Ron's banner, Hera Research. You get more information. He's a very his material is very well written, and he's a very well thought out guy. Ron, thanks so much, buddy. We're going to be right back, you guys.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, I got one of the best in the business with me right now, Frank Holmes. Frank wrote an article this past week that we posted on our site. It's entitled Managing Expectations. I want to talk about that because we are in a very, very interesting market right now. Very up and down. I'd have to say more down right now than up. And given the fact that Frank has a lot of years in this business and a great track record with his company, I thought I'd get his opinion. Maybe he can give you folks a little bit of ability to sleep at night, and maybe not. We never know. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you.
Comments on the market, first of all, just in a macro sense.
In a macro sense, you just got to keep following the monetary base and the money supply. We had a little dip in money supply a couple of weeks ago in the U.S. We like to follow the weekly versus the monthly trends, and it started turning up since last September, and that usually bodes well for the overall stock market. What's bullish about the stock market is that 40% of the S&P stocks are paying a dividend yield higher than a 10-year government note. And 60% of the S&P stocks are paying a dividend higher than the 5-year government note. So why would you ever buy bonds? That's the bubble. When you can turn around and buy great American corporations with better balance sheets than most governments in the world, with rising revenue, and many of these companies, which we were really impressed with, that out of the 1,500 companies, big cap in the S&P 1,500, 720 are growing their top line, their revenue at plus 10%.
You're talking right now about the conventional market, if I'm not mistaken, and I would agree with everything you're saying about the conventional market. My long-term projection probably is not incredibly bullish, but certainly for the short term, it is what it is. There's no question about that. But I want to focus a little bit, Frank, on more on gold. And the reason I want to do that is primarily because of your article, which I thought was very, very interesting, why gold should thrive. I mean, I got a million reasons for it, but, you know, you're the guru, in my opinion. Why are you bullish on gold long term right now?
Well, before I jump into that, I just want to try to give you this backdrop of the overall market. Is investors should be looking at those companies that are growing at 10% in revenue and paying dividends and be selective. That's what I think is really important rather than thinking the world's coming to them, because there are some great companies out there that are participating on the boom that's also pushing gold higher. Many of these companies are exporting consumer products to Asia. Starbucks gets the same price for a cup of coffee as they do in Seattle as they're getting in Shanghai, but the cost of labor is a lot less. so the profit margins are higher. Yum's, which is Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're all participating in a huge railway build-out in China. They're also participating in other growth in throughout all of Asia. So I think there's some just great American companies, because what's happening is that you have GDP per capita rising in many of these emerging countries. And there's a high correlation of rising GDP per capita and the consumption of gold, just as much as there is the success for certain brands of great American companies. And the focus on the element of gold is that historically, gold has it rises into the Chinese New Year. And looking over a map of the past 20 years, actually 30 years, we have a visual, it seems to peak in January, February, falls in March. So we have a normal correction in March. However, the last day of leap year this year of February, we had a much greater drop. And I'm trying to put this in context because we believe that government policies are a precursor to change. And so what you saw that drove gold down on the lug trade, which was the key factor here, was that India started imposing a tax on jewelry demand.
Yeah.
In particular, domestic jewelry, not imported jewelry. And the jewelers became very upset and went on a strike and a boycott. And all of a sudden, the consumption of gold into China to make domestic jewelry fell dramatically. This had an impact on the normal seasonal pattern of gold correcting. They just resolved this, and we're going to have the Indian holiday starting at the end of April. So I think you probably have the correction is over from this sort of love trade issue of a government policy trying to stop gold from going into India. Now, the other part is the fear trade that drives gold prices. And what is important for your listeners is that what has not gone away is that Europe, America, and Japan, those three basic massive economies, are rolling over $8 trillion of debt, three-year debt, below the inflationary rate.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in all their best interest to keep the interest rates below the inflationary rate. They give you a negative rate of return, and that has always been basically devaluing the country's currency. They're not cutting back in the fiscal spending that's necessary. They're not cutting back in government workers and redeploying them out into the free market by creating tax breaks, which are then for corporations to create jobs. So when you have those factors, that creates this fear trade, and that hasn't gone away. So negative real interest rates is very, very significant to gold in any country's currency. And the G7 countries are giving investors a negative real rate of return.
You bring up something that I think is very, very interesting, and I'm not surprised to hear you say it, Frank, but, you know, a lot of the folks are of the opinion that gold is the only place to be. You don't want to be in the conventional markets. You don't want to be oftentimes in the resource sector, the securities involved in the resource sector, because gold, quite frankly, in their opinions, is the end-all be-all. And I don't agree with that. I've been, you know, fairly successful over the years in our investing. And the thing that I have learned is if you don't diversify with the times, you're going to lose a lot of money. And what you're saying right now indirectly is diversification is very, very important. Am I correct?
It's a very key element. And it's not just diversification, Al, that's important for your listeners. It's the rebalancing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think of dressing appropriately if you're living in Minneapolis. In the summer, it's quite hot. In the winter, it's frightfully cold.
Right.
But the average temperature throughout the year is 55 degrees.
Yeah.
But we know we have these extremes. And so you dress appropriately for the season of the year. That sort of thought process is that everything reverts to 55 degrees.
Right.
Is a mean, but you have to dress. So in your portfolio, you want to have some exposure to gold. And when gold has these spectacular runs, like they go up 30% over 12 months,
mm-hmm.
you've got to take some profits and buy what's lagging. And vice versa, you'll have other asset classes that seem to have their own DNA of volatility. And that's what we've advocated, 5% to bullion and 5% to gold stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, even gold and gold stocks outperform each other. And gold as an asset class can outperform the S&P 500. So having this 10% weighting and rebalancing it once a quarter, once a year, has helped your overall performance for the past 10 years in particular. Now, had you had this model even in the 90s, then you would have been forced to take profits in the technology bubble.
Sure.
And you would have been buying gold at 250. And so it is a very healthy thought process of looking at asset allocation. And there's a wonderful book written by Roger Gibson that basically, for simplicity, is 25% in international investments, 25% into resources, 25% into short-term bonds and safe bonds, and 25% into high dividend-paying stocks. And you rebalance that 25, 25, 25 every year. You just maintain that 25, and your performance is outstanding the past decade, past 20 years.
Interesting. I want you to give us your projections for where Frank Holmes thinks bullion, gold specifically, is going to go over the next 6 months.
That's a real challenge to share with you, because the one thing is the dollar's overbought in our mathematical model. So we're 12-month rolling moving average, moving oscillators. It's an overbought. So gold could easily have another move, but gold is up 12% over 12 months. And that's just normal volatility. That's just normal movement in gold. If gold was to move up over a 12-month period, another 15%, it'd be up 30% over 12 months. That's very doable. Okay, that's very doable. But what investors should be aware of is that over the past 10 years, over any 12-month period, the S&P's volatility has been almost 20% and gold's 13%. So, in fact, most of the people on television, you know, I did an interview today, they think that gold is more volatile than the S&P, and that's not true.
No, of course not.
And so it's important that on the dips that you buy gold, and gold has fallen 5% very seldom. It did it several times in 06 and then 08 and this past year in one day. And anytime that's happened, it usually bodes well to add to your position. So that's what I think investors take a look at. I think that gold will double over the next 5 years because of global money supply is growing at more than 15%. And the rule of 72, 15 to 72 means it will double.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Frank Holmes. Frank, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
Well, thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.